Today is from our second reading. It's from Titus chapter 3, verse 4, and it reads as follows. When the grace and love of God our Savior appeared, God saved us, not because of good things we had done, but solely because of his mercy. For 200 years, there have been two figures closely associated with Christmas. In fact, when people everywhere think of Christmas, these two men instantly come to their minds. And they are named Jesus and Santa. They are both big figures, dominant figures of the season that kind of coexist at this time of the year, richly beloved by all, and they both are the centerpiece of two different Christmas celebrations. Now, at first thought, Santa and Jesus might seem a lot alike. They are, after all, both known to be givers. Santa gives toys and things. Jesus gives salvation. They're both about giving. But even that is not as similar as it seems. Santa gives good people, gives to good people because they deserve it. Jesus gives bad people because they need it. In a lot of ways, though, Jesus and Santa are almost complete opposites. Santa focuses on the goodness of man. Jesus focuses on the goodness of God. Santa's Christmas is about what we do for others. And Jesus' Christmas is about what God does for us. They're really very different figures, and they are the centerpiece. They reign over different Christmases. It's probably the Santa one that gets the most attention around this year. Will Rogers once observed that there was a group of people who celebrated Christmas Eve at the local tavern. After consuming a goodly number of adult beverages, they suddenly got the Christmas spirit. And they decided to take a collection, and they gave this money to the bartender, who promised he would use it to buy toys for needy boys and girls. The people went home at 2 a.m., thinking they had kept the Christmas spirit, went home to sleep it all off on Christmas Day. It's kind of how the Santa Christmas works. And to be truthful, it's not a bad idea. I mean, all this nice stuff, it's kind of a good thing. I think we'd all agree that it's nice to be nice. The problem is, we don't do it very well, and we can't do it for long. I suppose that's when it worked better, when Christmas was just 30 days long, you know, when the Santa Christmas lasted from Thanksgiving to Christmas Day. But, you know, now they're trying to push it all the way back to Halloween, and that's just too hard. 30 days. I think that's as long as we can keep it up. You know, all is smiling at each other. You know, it's being nice to your neighbors. You know, it's buying presents for family and friends and people you can't stand. You know, 30 days is about as long as you can do that, and then Christmas comes and you just rejoice because it's over and I can go back to being my real self. Christmas is tough. Our text reminds us of the other Christmas, of the Santa, or the Jesus Christmas. Paul writes, "But when the grace and love of God our Father appeared, God saved us, not because of good things we had done, but solely because of his mercy." The Jesus Christmas is about what God does. The Jesus Christmas is not something we manufacture. It's something God has manufactured. It's not something we do for each other. It's what God has done for us. Solely because of his mercy. In many ways, Jesus is kind of the opposite of Santa. Jesus even said, it's not the well who need a physician. It's the sick who need a doctor. Story told of a family that had an annual family Christmas tradition. And it was the choosing of the Christmas tree. Big deal for this family. Now, they did not go to one of those Christmas tree lots, you know, where you bought the trees that had been cut down who knows how many weeks ago. No. They got in the family car, and they drove out to the country, and they went to one of those Christmas tree farms. You know, those places where they actually grow the Christmas tree. The Christmas tree is still in the ground. And they would go there with their saw and cut down a tree and then try to figure out how to get the thing home. Well, this was their annual Christmas tradition. So they drove out to their favorite Christmas tree farm, and they were looking for the perfect Christmas tree. This was always their quest every year, the perfect Christmas tree. Not too tall, not too short. Not too wide, not too narrow, not too thick, not too thin. The same all the way around with a nice, straight, strong trunk. A perfect Christmas tree. There's a problem because there is no perfect in nature. So you see, they would have to settle for as close to perfect as they could get. And therein was the adventure. So they would wander around this Christmas tree farm, and they'd find a tree that looked, you know, pretty good. This is really close to perfect. And they'd put it, you know, stick a kid in front of that tree. Don't let anyone take this tree.
Yeah.
And then they would look around and see if they could find another tree that was even closer to perfect, you know. And if they did, they'd put a kid in front of that one. You know, you stick this one out, this may be it. And on it would go. This usually took about 2 hours. Well, while they were on this adventure looking for the perfect Christmas tree, they happened upon their next-door neighbors, who were also there to get a tree. They greeted them. And they said, well, we're here, you know, just like every year, looking for the perfect Christmas tree. It's hard to find. And the neighbors say, we come every year too, but we're looking for a tree that needs us. And they're really easy to find. When God comes into the world, he is not looking for perfect people, because there aren't any. He's looking for people who need him, who need his grace and his mercy, who need his love and his heart, who need the ornaments that he can place upon us. But Christmas is not just about remembering the gift. It's not just about celebrating the gift. It's not just about putting Jesus on a pedestal and adoring him. No. Christmas is also about receiving Christ. Taking him home. Bringing him into our hearts. And into our lives. The prophet Isaiah wrote, "For to us a son is given, for to us a child is born." The angel said, "I bring you glad tidings of great joy, that is for all people, for unto you is born in the city of David the Savior, who is Christ our Lord." There's an old English Christmas carol that has the words, "Though Christ 1,000 times in Bethlehem be born, if he is not born in thee, then thy soul is forlorn."
In 1961, Frank Sinatra donated a gigantic chocolate Santa to the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles. This thing was big. This thing stood over 3 feet tall, made of solid chocolate. It weighed well over 100 pounds, more than enough chocolate for all the children in the hospital to enjoy. Frank Sinatra gave this contribution to the hospital with considerable fanfare. There were lots of photographers, lots of reporters. Channel 5 was there telecasting the thing live. It was a big event. And the hospital placed this chocolate Santa upon a beautiful pedestal right at the entrance, right in the foyer of the children's hospital. And there it stood. All that luscious, delicious, sweet chocolate. And the fame of that chocolate Santa spread all throughout the hospital. The children could hardly wait, could hardly stand the anticipation. But then some fuddy-duddy administrator decided that that chocolate would not be good for the children, but that the Santa was really good for public publicity. And so he decided the chocolate Santa would not be consumed. And so there it remained, on the pedestal, in the foyer of the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, worshiped, adored, honored, celebrated, but not used. Well, there was one embarrassing thing. You see, there was this chunk missing right from the middle of the stomach of Santa with incriminating teeth marks all around. It remained a complete mystery until January the 9th, when Tommy Anderson checked out of the hospital. He was in his wheelchair there in the foyer of the hospital, not far from that Santa, waiting for his parents to bring the car around, when he spilled his guts and confessed to the whole thing. He told the nurse that it was Christmas night. The hospital was dark and unusually quiet, and the nurses were all busy at their station. And so he got out of bed, stuck out of his room, walked real close and quiet along the walls of the hallways, worked his way all the way down to the foyer. He had to wait for the security guy to leave, but he finally did. And he seized his opportunity. He walked over to that great big chocolate Santa, planted his mouth right on the belly, and took a great big chunk. Chomp. Good for Tommy. I think we could learn an important lesson from that little boy. An important lesson for Christmas. Because you see, Christmas is more than just celebrating that God has given us Jesus. It's more than adoring him and worshiping him and even singing to him, even more than thanking God for him, because you see, God gave him to us to be ours. He is a gift for us to receive, a gift for us to take into our hearts, our lives, every day, there to bless us with his sweet mercy and grace. O Christ, 1,000 times in Bethlehem be born, if he is not born in thee, then thy soul is forlorn. Christmas is not something we manufacture. It's not something we do. Christmas is something God does, and he does it for those who need him. In this Christmas season, May we not only thank God for Jesus, may we receive. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all our understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.